Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Overcomers Holiness, the place where the peoples are overcoming to holiness to do the work that God is calling for in the ministry. I am Pastor Natalie Franklin. This is Overcomers Holiness. The call-in number is area code 929-477-1786. Tell a friend, and then tell a friend to tell a friend. You can listen to us every Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. to 10:30. Again, this is Overcomers Holiness. Let us go to God in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just want to thank you right now, God. God, we want to thank you for this day, God, for this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. God, we ask that you look on us, God. We thank you for last night's sleep and this morning rising. God, we ask that you continue to send forth your touch on today, God. God, touch our minds on today to totally surrender to you and to give you the glory and the praise for this day, God. God, we thank you for our bodies on today, God. Thank you for health on today, God. God, we ask that you look on those that are in the hospitals, the beds of affliction, God. God, I pray that you will just send forth your healing virtue today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Touch minds on today, God. Be a mind regulator, God. Where there's confusion, God, bring peace, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, we just thank you for your love. For God, you so love the world that you gave your only begotten Son. And we thank you right now, God. Thank you for your love on today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just praise you on today, God. God, have your way on today, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, for this Sunday morning that we've never seen before, God. God, we give you the glory and give you all the praise on today, God. God, we ask that you look on situations, God, that are going on in our lives, God, individually, God. You know what we have before you, God. We lift it up right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, you have mercy on today, God. God, we thank you for your grace on today. We thank you for your love on today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, just have your way today, God. In the name of Jesus, God. God, we just magnify you. We lift you up, God. We give you the glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, have your way today, God. Have your way today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you right now, God. Thank you right now, God. God, we thank you for families on today, God. How you being the provider, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you right now, God. We thank you for relationships, God, how you binding them together, God, and making them more stronger than they've been before, God. God, we thank you, God. We thank you even for children, God, being obedient, God. God, we thank you, God, for our households coming as one, God. God, we thank you right now, God. Just have your way, God. Have your way today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we just thank you right now, God. We thank you for food and clothing, God. God, we just thank you for activities of our limbs, God. God, we thank you for our transportations, our jobs, God. God, we just thank you, God. We just thank you for everything, God. Light, health, strength, God. We thank you for mind, God. We just thank you for everything that you're doing in our lives, God. We thank you for what you're going to do in our lives, God. We just thank you right now, God, because you're without you, God. We know we cannot do anything, God. It is you, God, that we live and move and have our being, God. We thank you, God, for ordering our steps, God, and directing us in the right path, God. Thank you, God, for just letting us know that you are there for us, God. God, we thank you even when our heads are hung down low, God, how you're able to lift them up, God, and let us know that that all of our help comes from you, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now, God. God, we just thank you right now, God. God, we ask that you continue to bless this week on today, God. Oh, bless it, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. God, we pray that you would even send financial blessings on this week, God, that we'll be able to maintain our homes, God, our life situation, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I pray that you would send finance from the east, the west, the north, and the south, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let a whirlwind come through, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let the blessings flow, God. Oh, God, that it overtake us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that we'll be set for this month, God, and set for the future, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I believe in miracles, God. And I believe that you can do it, God. And I'm claiming it right now in Jesus' name. And God, we just thank you, God. Have your way in this service on today, God. Let every song be sung and every word be spoken to your glory, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Oh, we give God the glory and we give God the praise. This is Overcomers Holiness, the place where the peoples are overcoming to holiness to do the work that God is calling for in the ministry. I am Pastor Natalie Franklin. The call-in number is area code 929-477-1786. You can listen to us every Sunday morning live from 10 a.m. to 10:30. And we're just thanking God for this Sunday, amen, praise God. It's a brand new Sunday. Hey, praise God. We ain't never seen this Sunday before, praise God. So we better enjoy it, amen, because we won't see it again in this lifetime. Amen, praise God. We'll see a lot of Sundays, but it won't be December the 4th, 2016. Amen, praise God. So I just thank and praise God for this day. Amen. We got a beautiful lesson in store for us on today. Amen, praise God. That's coming from the Word of God. I ask that you, if you can get a chance to get your Bibles together and turn to 1 Peter, the third chapter. 1 Peter, the third chapter. Amen. Praise God. 1 Peter, the third chapter. Amen. As you're getting your Bibles, amen, and you're flipping your pages or you pulling up your app, amen, we're going to have Deaconess Naomi. She's going to come and amen, and she's going to sing a song. We're going to allow her just a few minutes, amen, to come and sing a song of her choice. But as I said, I want you to turn your Bibles to 1 Peter, the third chapter, and we're going to go to the 18th verse. Amen. So get your Bibles together. Amen. Praise God. And we're gonna let the Lord have his way on today. Amen. We got Deaconess Naomi Miller. Amen. God bless you, Deaconess Naomi Miller.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to have you to come, and we're going to have you to sing a song of your own choice, and then we're going to go into the Word of God and that let the Lord have his way on today. Amen.
Yeah. I tried to fit you in the walls inside my mind. I tried to keep you safely in between the lines. I tried to put you in the box that I've designed. I tried to pull you down so we are eye to eye. When did I forget that you always been the king of the world? I try to take life back right out of the hands of king of the world. How could I make you so small when you're the one who holds it all? When did I forget that you always been the king of the world? Just a whisper of your voice can tame the sea. So who am I to try to take the lead? Still I run ahead and think I'm strong enough. Well, you're the one who made me from the dust. When did I forget that you always been the king of the world? I try to take life back right out of the hands of the king of the world. How could I make you so small when you're the one who holds it all? When did I forget that you've always been the King of the world? Oh, you set it all in motion. Every single moment, you brought it all to be, and you're holding on to me. When did I forget that you've always been the King of the world? I try to take life back right out of the hands of the King of the world. How could I make you so small when you're the one who holds it all? When did I forget you've always been the King of the world? I try to take life back right out of the hands of the King of the world. How could I make you so small when you're the one who holds it all? When did I forget that you've always been the King of the world? You will always be the King of the world.
Amen, amen, praise God. Thank God for Deaconess Naomi. Amen. God will always be the King of the world. Jesus is the King of the world. Amen. And we thank God for that beautiful solo from Deaconess Naomi. Amen. If you got your Bibles, turn it to 1 Peter, the 3rd chapter, verse 18. Turn your Bibles, pull your app up. Amen. Praise God. And we're going to go into the Word of God again. This is Overcomers Holiness, the place where the peoples are overcoming to holiness to do the work that God is calling for in the ministry. The call-in number is error code 929-477-1786. You can listen to us every Sunday morning from 10 a.m. to 10:30. Amen. Praise God. Amen. If you're part of our worship service, we have free breakfast and free lunch. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And on various Sundays, amen. Praise God. So we just thank and praise God for what He's doing in our lives. Amen. Praise God. And also, we got Children's Church. Amen. Praise God. So there's no excuse for you leaving, saying I can't come because of my babies. Amen. Praise God. We're well equipped for our children as well as our adults. Amen. So we're looking forward to you coming and being a part of our ministry. Amen. Praise God. And we're looking forward to 2017. We're going to be doing a lot of outreach ministry. Amen. Praise God. So if you want to be a part of it, you can always contact us. You can go to our email at OCH703@gmail.com. Amen. Praise God. That is OCH703@gmail.com. Amen. Praise God. Or you can either contact us. Sometime we'll be live on Facebook. Amen. Or you can call in. Either way, you can be able to contact us. Amen. Praise God. And be a part of our ministry. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you got your Bibles, I want you to turn to 1 Peter, the 3rd chapter. And we're going to read the 18th verse. Amen. Starting at the 18th verse. And it reads as following. For Christ also has once suffered for sins, that the just for the unjust. Amen. Praise God. For Christ also has also suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit, by which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison, which sometime were disobedient, when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was a preparing wherein few, that is, eight souls, were saved by the water. Reading again from the 1 Peter, the 3rd chapter, verses 18 through 20th. Amen. 18 through 20th. Praise God. And our topic today is preparing. Preparing. Amen. Being prepared. Amen. Praise God. I tell people all the time, and I say it several times, that Jesus is coming back. Whether you believe it or not, this is true. He's coming back. Amen. But we have to be prepared for his coming. Amen. Praise God. Prepare means to be made, to make something or something, or, you know, ready for something or for an activity or purpose or whatever. Is something being to make yourself ready for something that you're willing to do, or something you're expecting to happen, or even something that you're even creating for future use. Amen. Praise God. And God is preparing us for heaven. I mean, heaven is my goal. I don't know about you, but that is my primary goal. Amen. I want to make it to heaven. But Christ said also has once suffered for sins. Yeah, he suffered for our sins. He died on the cross for our sins, not his sins, because he was without sins. But he did it for our sins, for the just and for the unjust. Amen. He was put to death in the flesh on the cross, but he quickened by the Spirit. That means he rose. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Even the all that he went through, he arrived. Amen. So that we can be able to have life. Amen. After death. Amen. Eternal life with our Father, which is in heaven. He says, about which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison. Amen. Praise God. So when he died on the cross and he rose again, he didn't do it just for the living. He also did it for those that had died in the past. Amen. Praise God. He went and preached to those spirits. Amen. So that they can also have the benefit of having eternal life. Amen. Praise God. Some of us are in prison right now, in our minds, in our bodies, in our spirit. But God is able to come in and minister to us and set us free. Amen. Praise God. He says, which sometimes were disobedient. Amen. Yeah. See, when you disobey the law of the land, then you have to suffer consequences, whether it's being, you know, some type of discipline or being put in jail or whatever. Whatever final say-so of the incident is a punishment, and that's because of your disobedience. And so by us being disobedient, whether it's our prayer life or the life that we live or the things that we do or whatever, even our disobedience, God is still long-suffering. Amen. Praise God. He's long-suffering with us. Amen. Because the world from the beginning had become so wicked. Amen. Praise God. And we was all hell-bound. Yeah, we was all on our way to hell. There was nobody to save us. But Jesus spoke to the Father and told him, he says, prepare me a body that I might redeem man. Because he could nothing save us. Amen, praise God. We were all hell-bound. It took the blood of Jesus, glory to God, to save us from our sins. Amen, praise God. And he said, prepare me a body, amen, praise God, that I might go down there and I redeem man, praise God. That's why he loved us so much. He said, no, Father, Oh, no, don't let him go to hell. He said, let me go down there and redeem him. He sacrificed his life that we might have life. Ain't that something? God was long-suffering, and he, just like they waited in the days of Noah, and it took so long, you know, for him to build that ark. And while he was building the ark, because he said it's going to rain. It's going to rain. It's going to rain. The people were laughing at Noah. They was like, hey, what is he talking about? Ain't nobody seen no rain. And Noah just kept on building his ark and everything, you know, and people didn't believe it, you know. And it's the same way we're saying today, Jesus is coming back, and people laughing and say, oh, yeah, you've been saying that for 5 years, 15 years. Oh, ever since I was a little boy, little girl, I've been hearing the same thing. Man, Jesus ain't coming back. Man, I'm just going to enjoy life. Okay, same way they did with Noah, but all of a sudden, a drop started falling from heaven. One little drop started falling, and next thing you know, two drops started falling, and three drops started falling, and four drops started falling, and before you know it, it was a mighty pour of rain falling down. But you know what? Once God had told Noah to get those animals and his family in that ark, God shut that door. And when he shut it, he sealed it, so that they could be saved. And the Bible said it was only 8 souls that were saved by that water, just Noah and his family and them animals. But you know what? God can still put a seal in our life. God can still save our souls in the midst of all of our disobedience if we allow God to come in and minister to us. He's able to come in and shut that door, praise God, and seal it up, praise God, through the Holy Ghost. Amen, praise God. Oh, I'm feeling something down on the inside. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. Seal it down on the inside and save us, amen, and sanctify us that we might have this continuous life, amen. Even after death, amen, we'll know that we're going to be with our Heavenly Father. That's a wonderful thing. God is preparing us. He's preparing us for a prepared place. Heaven is a prepared place. Amen. This ain't no, just no anything. You know how we prepare to purchase a home or purchase a car, and you know how it is. Ooh, we just hate to go shopping looking for cars and houses because we're trying to find the right one, the one that just what we desire, the right color, the right area, the right everything. But you know what? God had already got that thing master planned for heaven. Amen. Praise God. And I tell you, it's more beautiful than any mansion, every breathtaking place we can say and we have seen in lifetime. It's nothing's going to be compared to the glory that God has prepared for heaven for us. Amen. Praise God. It's going to be a wonderful place. Amen. Praise God. And the only way you're going to get there, you're going to have to give your life to God. Amen, praise God. Amen. He's waiting on us, praise God. Amen, praise God. He said, behold, I stand at the door and I knock. Amen, praise God. He ain't going to bombard your door down. He ain't going to kick it. Amen, praise God, down. Amen. But he's just going to knock on your heart. Amen, praise God. And allow you the opportunity to let him in, praise God. Amen. He ain't going to be no thief and break in, praise God. Amen, but he's just going to speak slowly and soft in you and let you know that here I am. I'm here. I'm ready for you. Whenever you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, guess what? I'm here for you. I got my arms outstretched, and I'm just waiting on you to just come on in and just let me love on you. Oh, no, we love our kids and our spouses and our grandkids and cousins and nieces and nephews and everything, but ain't nothing like the love of Jesus. Ain't nothing like the love of God. Amen. When he embraces you and colors you up, amen, praise God, and wipe those tears away, amen. And then when he puts you in the bosom of his bosom and just rock you, oh, baby, rock you to sleep. Oh, you be at peace. And the things that you were worried about, troubled about, oh, baby, all that stuff just wipes away. Amen. And you are at peace, praise God. Not a worry to be worried about. because God got everything in control. Amen. Praise God. God is preparing us. He's getting us ready physically, mentally, spiritually, financially. He's doing everything as possible to make us ready for the coming. Amen. Praise God. Because, you know, you can't really fully get into it when your body is aching and when your finances is messed up and your mind is messed up. So God got to work on the total man. He knows just what you need, praise God. And you know what? I believe it. I believe it. If God said it, that settles it. Amen, praise God. I'm taking that check to the bank, and I'm going to cash it for what it is, praise God, and thanking God for whatever God is pouring in my life. So we just really just need to tell the Lord, thank you, and just surrender our lives to him. Allow God to order our footsteps. I know we're so used to doing things on our own and organizing and doing this and that, but if you step back and allow God to do it, let God order your steps. Amen. Praise God. Let him take control. Amen. Watch a difference in your life. Watch some loads come off of your shoulders. Watch your head be more lifted up higher. Amen. Watch your attitude be much sweeter. Amen. Praise God. Because God on the inside is making a difference for things that are going on the outside. Amen. Praise God. Preparing us. He's molding us and making us and shaping us into his perfect will. Yes, his perfect will. Not our will, but God's will. God knows more about us than we ever would even think about to know about us. God knows our future. Amen. Praise God. We don't know. We might have some desires of where we want to be 10 and 15 and 20 years from now. But you know what? God sees beyond that. He already knows, amen. He already knew today of what's going on in our lives, amen. He knew that those that were going to hear the word of God on today, he knew when you woke up this morning, he knew what your mindset was. He knew that you had a desire to give him the glory and a desire to give him the praise. He knew all those things beforehand. And he honored him and allowed those things to manifest it in your life on today because he's preparing you for greater things in life. You ought to just give God a glory. Give God a shout. Give God a praise. Give God the honor and the glory. Amen. Praise God. Oh, I feel a shout on, praise God. I don't know about you, but I feel his word on today, and I'm claiming it, amen, praise God. What God is preparing in my life, I'm thanking God for what he's preparing in your life. All you got to do is allow God to step in and save you, amen, praise God. Save you from this wicked world, amen, praise God. Save you from yourself. Amen. Save you from the situations that are bounding you down. Let God loose the shackles in your mind, in your body, your spirit, your finances, your mentality, everything in your life. Let God do it. You can do it. Amen. Praise God. I thank God for the word on today from 1 Peter, the 3rd chapter, verses 18 to 20. I pray that this word has been a blessing. Amen. I tell you, it blessed my soul on today. Amen. Praise God. I'm just thanking God, amen, for what he's doing in our lives. Again, the call-in number is error code 929-477-1786. You can listen to us every Sunday morning from 10 a.m. to 10 a.m. Our services start at promptly at 10 o'clock. We have a breakfast on some Sundays, and then some Sundays we have lunch. But nevertheless, we do feed you spiritually and naturally every Sunday. And we look forward to you. Bring your babies out for our church services for our kids. Amen. Praise God. And next Sunday we will be having communion, so come on, be a part. Those that did your Sunday school lesson, make sure you bring them so you can get your prize. If you don't bring them next Sunday, you miss out. Amen. Praise God. Again, thank you. Remember, God loves you, and so do I, and there's nothing you can do about it but get over it. May God continue to bless you as we continue to lift up the name of Jesus everywhere we go. I love you, and tune in next Sunday, amen, at 10 a.m. God bless you. Thanks, God, for Deaconess Naomi for her solo. Amen.